Ever since 9/11, the U.S. has been obsessed with terrorism and with illegal immigration. So how is it that three of the people who now stand charged with plotting a terrorist act lived here illegally, openly, and sometimes recklessly for years? Reporter Leo Stripchevsky of the Cherry Hill Courier-Post has reported on the status of the three Duca brothers. He joins us now by telephone. And Leo Stripchevsky, first of all, they were here illegally. How did they get into the United States in the first place?
They came into the United States by way of Mexico quite some time ago, 1984, when the brothers were quite young. Lived in Texas for a bit of time before moving to Brooklyn, New York, and moved down to Cherry Hill about 11 years ago.
Initially on some legal visa, do we think?
That I have not been able to confirm yet. One of the attorneys for the Duca brothers said that they had some sort of visa when they arrived, but he did not know which type.
Well, then we have the family with young children encountering the public school system in New Jersey, and I gather the kids went to school.
There are records for two of the brothers at Cherry Hill School District, with Shane and Elvire Duca having attended high school, and Elvire starting at Carusi Middle School and going through Cherry Hill West High School.
But so far as we know, they could go through the school system and the issue would never arise. What's your status here in this country? Can we see a birth certificate or citizenship papers or something?
As far as we've been able to tell, that is the case. Speaking with a woman from the school district, we were told even if their status was found out that they were, in fact, here illegally, there's nothing that the school district would have been able to do about it.
After they finished school, the Duca brothers, well, they applied for driver's licenses. We know about that, yes?
Correct. One of the brothers did have a license for a bit of time. That was Shane Duca. It expired in 2003. One of the things that we found out was Shane got his license before New Jersey's new six-point ID system, which requires more than just one type of identification.
And the Ducas were not the most law-abiding citizens of the road in New Jersey, from what I gather.
One of the brothers, Elvire, had 23 points and 24 suspensions, according to a Motor Vehicle Commission report.
Again, though, he was here in the country, living in the country illegally, but those encounters with traffic court just didn't trigger any examination of his immigration records.
Correct. In conversations with the Cherry Hill Police Department, which obviously is the local police department for the brothers, we were told that a driving violation will not trigger an immigration problem or being an illegal alien. They're not considered crimes in the state of New Jersey. So if somebody provides a form of identification or a social security number and it checks out against the system in the car, the person's issued a citation and asked to go on their way.
When you ask people about this in Cherry Hill, what's their reaction to the intersection here between immigration status and minor infractions of the law?
The one thing about Cherry Hill is that it's certainly a diverse community. The problem is that there's no way for a normal police officer, one who pulls someone over on a, say, speeding violation, to check. If the flag isn't raised in terms of running a name through a computer system, the police officers often don't have the resources or the time to go looking for the flag.
Is there any encounter with officialdom that you've come across where somebody in some public office has said, whoops, we really should have checked at that point to see what...
Surprisingly, no.
Well, Leo Stripchevsky, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thanks for having me.
Leo Stripchevsky is a reporter for the Cherry Hill, New Jersey Courier-Post who's been covering the story of the alleged terrorist plot in Cherry Hill.